Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed last week's special edition with the 50th episode, where you got to learn a little bit more about us as pastors. We promise that this one won't be 55
minutes.
This one
will be a brief one, yes.
This one, yes. the design of the podcast is to be more serious and to talk about what we learned this last week in the passage of Scripture and to be around 5 minutes, but we always go overboard. But anyway, so this last week we found ourselves in Mark chapter 14. Pastor Paul, you preached a message on the first 25 verses of this chapter, and it's a really powerful chapter where a lot of stuff is happening in the text. But starting us off, you know, your first point was that full devotion is costly, and this is where Jesus is kind of setting up the rest of the chapter. So talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Again, what we tried to do is just show that Jesus' ultimate love. That was sort of a theme that we had through those first 25 verses, is His love for us, and then obviously what that the demands that has on us, showing love toward Him. So the first couple of verses deal with the chief priests. They were all scheming to put Him to death because basically He was challenging their system.
Right. Yeah. So Jesus knows. And your point here is that full devotion is costly. Jesus, in order for Him to carry out the Father's will, He knew that He's going to have to go through the cross. And so you kind of talked about John 15 there as well, you know.
Sure, and what Jesus says there is, He said, hey, if they hated Me, they're going to hate you as My followers. If they persecuted Me, they're going to persecute you too. So that's actually the application for the disciples. And then obviously we're followers of Christ as well. So it has implications today to us as well.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great way to start the message, because the rest of the text kind of gives two pictures of people who obviously valued what Christ meant and devalued what Christ was about to do. So talk about the rest of the passage, between the distinction between the woman who is anointing Jesus and then obviously Judas.
Sure, and the text goes to show us that Jesus was having dinner at Simon the leper's home, and that's when a woman comes up. We know from John 12 that it was Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, and so she comes up and she anoints, and she demonstrates her what I called extravagant worship. It was her love and devotion to Jesus as she poured the ointment on Him, and just showed her utter love for Him and her gratefulness for all that He meant to her. And that's a challenge for us, because then the question is, what are we offering to Him? What can we offer Him from our own lives, which really is our whole lives? That's what he desires.
Right, and obviously there's people here. It says that there were some who said, and were upset about this. Like, how could you, Jesus, allow this offering of extravagant worship be offered to you? And they scolded her. But Jesus says, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She's done a beautiful thing. And much the same too. Like, we ought to, our worship should be extravagant. Our Savior's worth it, right? And He's, so following Him is a costly thing. And we give our best for Him. And in contrast, we get Judas.
Sure. And
right.
that's what he goes right into. And we see that, especially Mark in his gospel, wanted to contrast both Mary's devotion and then also Judas, who's betraying Him. And I think the point that I was making was that disloyalty comes cheaply, that basically for 30 pieces of silver, he sold out on Jesus. And then we had, again, the contrast of, okay, how do we sell out on Jesus, that we many times compromise or deny Him by the way that we live our lives? So really, again, the focus was on how we live our lives are to be an utter commitment and devotion to Jesus, or we have the choice of living our own way like Judas did.
Right, yeah. So Mark, it's back-to-back where he's pointing this out, like here's this ointment that was, it says, very costly, and then Judas sells him out for 30 pieces. And so kind of to bring the text to close then, as you enter into the second half of chapter 14, verses 12 through 25, your point was that full devotion is the expected response. And this is where we get the celebration of Passover, and talk about communion and all that it entails for us here.
Sure. What we looked at was that Jesus added both the Old Testament concept of Passover, where where the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites, and that's God's great deliverance in the Old Testament. And then, of course, obviously the great deliverance in the New Testament is when Jesus dies on the cross and we're delivered from our sin and from death. And so what we did was Jesus demonstrated his great love for us, and in light of his great love for us, then naturally we would want to give our all to him.
Right, yeah, and he gave us this... he obviously put new meaning on the Passover and for what his sacrifice would be for us, and a good way to commemorate and then also look forward to his return.
Sure.
You know? So we're excited about that. Your connecting point I thought was really good, because if you, in light of all of chapter 14, and I want to ask you about a movie you saw too, because you were pretty excited about it. Your connecting point was that we give him our all because he gave his all for us. And you were heavily impacted by a movie you were able to watch this last week. Is it Nick Ripken?
Nick Ripken.
Yeah.
And he wrote the movie, the DVD is entitled The Insanity of God.
Right.
And it basically just goes to different parts of the world and just shows the Christian commitment and what it costs different pastors, but even different believers in places like Somalia, where he ministered for a while, and literally the government executed all the Christians of a certain generation that he had seen come to know Christ. And So it was devastating. And then he goes to other parts, Russia, and then he goes to China. And it just shows the power of people who literally gave all their lives and even their children's lives.
Yeah.
And so the question that he kept asking was, is it worth it? Is it worth your life? And then what I was really moved by was not only that, but then I know Nick and Ruth Ripken lost their son. And they said, not only is it worth my life, Nick was saying, but it's also worth the life of my wife and my children's life also.
Yeah. And so a great illustration of that is Mary pouring out the ointment. Sure. It was worth it to her. It was extravagant. It was costly. But, you know, betrayal and denial of Jesus is very cheap. And we don't want to live like that.
No, that's true. And that was a tremendous challenge, that we do want to give him our all, and just like Mary did, and express our love and adoration for what he's done for us.
Very good. So it's a great passage of scripture. Thanks for pointing out the contrast between Judas and Mary, and hopefully we're more like Mary and less like Judas.
Sure. No, that's so true. But it's the day in and day out stuff that's the challenge, and that's what we want to do, show our love and commitment. I think I sort of at one point mentioned Romans 12, verse 1, where it says, I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. That's all of you to him for, again, out of adoration and praise.
Yeah, and that's the most costly thing, your life, your entire life. So we hope to see you out this next Sunday morning as we continue on in the Gospel of Mark. We will see you either at 9:30 or 11.
Sounds good.
Bye.